Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. The key issues facing our schools today that we're focusing on is alcohol and illegal drugs. We know that both of them adversely affect a student's ability to achieve academically and is physically and emotionally harmful, has serious social legal consequences according to the San Bernardino County School District. So they developed a program that includes prevention, instruction, intervention, student support, and discipline. In addition, they have an advisory committee countywide that people can make recommendations on how to prevent alcohol and other drug abuse. The stats are a little encouraging and a need for prayer. So they have a group that for admissions for youth less than 18 to the county to the recovery facilities declined 11% between 2023 and 23 and the next year's school year. And it dropped 23% since the 2019 school year. In the last 5 years, there was an 11-fold increase for other drugs, 7-fold increase in opiate-related youth admissions, but cannabis and methamphetamine declined in the same period. However, cannabis and opiates accounted for the greatest proportion of youth admissions at 70% for cannabis and 12%. So let's pray. Father, we lift up this issue of alcohol and illegal drug abuse on campuses among students less than 18. We know that whether it's done at home or on campus, if it's on campus, it's illegal. And if it's done off campus, the effects that it has on the student's performance, their ability to retain information, to get along socially, and so many other issues. So, Father, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory that you can do the impossible in the lives of those students caught in the vice of addiction to drugs or alcohol. We pray against those that are selling the drugs. We pray they would be stopped, they would be found, and they would be put in prison and given sufficient consequences to prevent them from doing so in the future and to reform. We pray for those that are currently addicted that you, God, are able to do far more than we could ever ask or imagine. There is nothing too difficult for you. So today, Lord, we ask that you put an end to alcohol and drug abuse among the students studying at our campuses. Please touch their hearts and minds. And this would include campuses in the colleges and universities. And show them how much you love them. Fill the void they have in their hearts with the power of your love. As they enter this new school year, protect them from all corrupting influences, including friends and teachers and professors who might lead them astray. For those who don't know Jesus as Savior, we pray that they would turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they might receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by Christ. We pray for a total healing of students caught in drug and alcohol abuse. We pray that the blood of Jesus break all bondages in their lives, including ungodly influences. We use the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. We declare an end to the stronghold of drug and alcohol abuse. Show these students the beautiful plan you have for their lives. Show them how wonderful life can be when it's lived free from the bondage of substance abuse. And then, God, we ask that you change the atmosphere at the campuses. May the campuses be a place where bright minds are sparked with innovation, new friendships forged. Let iron sharpen iron, and may students and teachers and professors come together in the fellowship that only your presence can bring. We pray that all sources of illegal drugs and alcohol would be cut off on campus. Students would turn to you with all of their heart. May your presence and power dwell on the campuses in such a strong way that your light and peace would displace all darkness and confusion. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the hearts of these students and on campuses everywhere. We praise your holy name and thank you, Lord, that you and you alone are in charge of these students' hearts and lives. We give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. As we commit these students into your hands, please hear our prayers today, Lord, and bring revival in the hearts and lives of these students in such a dramatic and powerful way. We pray this in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.